last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
If you got your Leaving Cert results today, I hope you got what you wanted. And if you're a parent of somebody who got their Leaving Cert results today, be nice to them. Because the results seem to be down a little bit on previous years, but there is a reason for that, I think. Brian Mooney, education columnist with the Irish Times and career guidance counsellor. Tell us about these Leaving Cert results today, please.
2020 and 2021, we had these calculator grades and teacher assessed grades, which left us at the end of 21 with grades that were 7% ahead of 2019 pre-COVID grades. To protect the class of 2022, the minister at the time inflated the grades by 7% and continued to do it during her term of office, that is Minister Fofoley, up to 2024. In other words, because we have thousands of students, the number for this year being 19,750, who have applied using the grades from previous years, she kept those grades at that plus 7% so that everyone was on an equal playing field. Prior to leaving office, she decided that we'd have to move back to pre-19 levels. And to do that, a decision was taken to use a glide path or a gradual reduction in the enhancement of 7%. The target this year was to bring it down 1.5 to around 5.5. If they didn't go that far, they went down to 5.9 over and above 2019 grades. That effectively meant, Mass, that there were about 230,000 grades enhanced in the enhancement process. In other words, after the papers were corrected by the teachers, about 230,000 grades were awarded over and above that. If it had stayed at 7%, that figure would have been about 295,000. The difference is about 68,000 grades that didn't get inflated, that would have been inflated if we stayed at 7%, which effectively across 65,000 students is about one grade per student. So if you want to summarise what happened this year, the class of 25 got one grade or 10 to 12 CO points less of an enhancement than the class of 24, 23, 22 and 21. And they are going into whatever competitive processes, whether it's the CAO, etc., with that score, competing with 20,000 students from the previous Leaving Cert classes, 51,000 from the current year. That's effectively where we're standing.
Anthony Quinns, President of the Teachers Union of Ireland, do you believe that this matters?
Well, certainly it is a hangover, so for want of a better word, Matt, that was introduced during COVID times for students. Certainly, you know, there was no roadmap at that stage. There was no blueprint to follow. And there had to be some way of working towards adjustments in order to make sure that the exam process was rigorous enough. We certainly in the TUI would not want a position whereby we come to a cliff edge and that this is done away with. It has to be gradually reduced. And I suppose we would support the measures in a kind of a phased measure.
Which is what's happening.
Correct.
Okay. And what about then, though, those who are coming out now and going into competition for places at third level with those who have slightly better grades from last year because of a construction of an inflation?
Well, the adjustment increases of this year was 52.4% of the grades compared to 68% last year. So, you know, they have been winding down. We started with 71% in 2023. So, you know, there certainly is going to be a scenario where it's going to have to work towards. But, you know, it's just a legacy issue that's been built in from COVID, and it has to self-rectify in a graded and graduated manner.
Primarily, do many people not go to third level in the year of their Leaving Cert and hold off a year to get a different course, to get a different offer?
Well, Matt, as you know, there are about 10,000 people each year from the exact previous year. And they could be people who took a year out, took a gap year, decided they weren't mature enough to go to university. They may be people who deferred for the year. They may be people who went to university, found themselves in the wrong course, and then are reapplying this year, carrying last year's points. So effectively, the combination of all of those circumstances, you know, leads to the numbers. Now, nobody bothered about the numbers until this year because they were all on a level playing field. But because those numbers are carrying the 7% enhancement, and there was a solution which I proposed and which was looked at, which was that the papers were corrected by the TUI teachers and by the ASTI teachers in the normal way in 22, 23, 24. They were enhanced to make sure they weren't at a disadvantage to 20 and 21. But effectively, the round one offers next Wednesday apply to those under 23 years of age. That is, 23 years on the 1st of January is effectively the CO competition. So the 20 and 21 people are over 23 now, most of them. So they're not really competing for places. They can compete as mature. I suggested that effectively, why don't we just scrap the entire enhancement process for the results from 22 onwards, and if any, not to say that we change their Leaving Cert results in any way, that we scrap the enhancement process if they're applying to the CO again, and that we would go back to their original mark scripts, which means that everybody would be on a level playing field and we wouldn't have enhanced at all.
And what response did you get to that?
The government looked at that, and the AG's office looked at it and said that they felt that those who had got those results had a legal entitlement to retain them and to their value, and that if we had tried to do what I was suggesting, that effectively that somebody could go to the court and challenge it. Of course, the problem is, if somebody misses out by 10 points next week, could they do the same thing in the opposite direction? I don't know. We'll have to see how it pans out when the CO make their offers at 2 o'clock next Wednesday afternoon.
Okay, Anthony Quinn from the TUI. What are you expecting now when it comes to the CAO? Do you think that the points on many courses for entry will fall because of this?
Well, not necessarily, Matt, because generally what we tend to find is that there's a huge discourse and there's a huge amount of conversation around some very high-profile courses. But we have to remember that there is almost 900 Level 8 degrees in the CAO. There's another 400 level 6 certificates, and there's level 7 ordinary level degrees. We can't fixate on high profile handful, and we need to value all of them, not just the ones going into medicine or physiotherapy or dentistry. So certainly we would be expecting them to be online, but there's huge numbers, and the biggest cohort I think ever that completed the Leaving Cert this year.
Okay.
There are 4,000 extra students, Matt, in the system. There are 4,000 extra people in the system. One of the things I pointed out in one of my pieces in the Times today, we have nearly 600 students who presented for the first time ever Ukrainian as a Leaving Cert subject this year. Now, obviously, those students weren't in the Irish education system 3 or 4 years ago. So not only do we have a demographic increase that came from pre-Celtic Tiger years, but we also have had the number of students coming in as part of immigrant families, and they are doing the Leaving Cert, including the Ukrainians. So the overall effect of that is 4,000 additional students, which effectively putting a lot of pressure on CAO points.
Well, as one listener says, there's an easy fix. If you deferred from previous years, then your points from those years should be recalibrated to the current year's system. Brian?
Well, that's another way of doing it. But that's the same principle that the AG has ruled on, to say that effectively the students have an entitlement to retain the result that they secured, even if it was through an enhancement process. You know, it's an opinion. It's an AG office's opinion, and the government is acting on it. Obviously, they can't go against the advice of the AG. But I would wonder whether that is legally, you know, rock solid, that effectively, because their papers were originally marked by the teachers, that those marks obviously still exist. They're still in the state system, in the State Exams Commission system. You know, whether the AG's opinion would be upheld in a court case, that obviously the state didn't want to go there and risk them being thrown out. So effectively, that's why we are where we're at. And we have to, if the AG is right, we have to do this gradual reduction process. But every single year that we do it, the students are getting less of an enhancement. And if you get this body of people who hold the Leaving Cert from previous previous years, competing with them. Obviously, there's an unfairness there.
Anthony Quinn, though, is it the case, though, that everybody who is looking for third-level places really should be, that there might be an awful lot of those who got their Leaving Cert results today who might be better off heading for an apprenticeship or heading for some other type of work rather than getting caught up in saying that you have to go to third-level education?
I would agree entirely, Matt. Like, students should remember that these numbers do not define them or their achievements. They're a byproduct of what sometimes seems like a national obsession with progression of third level. We have excellent further education and training options nowadays. And like, how well paid are the traditional trades? And we all have experienced recently of probably the prices that electricians or plumbers can command because of their vital skills.
What do you think of that, Brian Mooney?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I chair a number of further education boards and we have tremendous success rate with students who come in for 1 year, do a further education course, many of them going on then to very high point degrees that they can then get into because they have a very good further education award. And we have also had in the last number of years the new tertiary degrees, which are basically a unitary degree between a further education college and a university, where the student starts in year one in the further education college, progresses on to the university, so long as they pass their exams. There's no application process involved once they start. And, Matt, those degrees are still available for September this year through the National Tertiary Office, nto.ie, and students who might be disappointed that they don't think they can get, they should go on and look at there are 34 different degree programs on that website, and effectively many of them are still open. So between tertiary degrees, the 77 apprenticeships, of which many of them are level 8 degrees now, level 9 degrees, there's actually a number of level 10 PhD awards based on the apprenticeship system in the pharmaceutical, electronics area, you know, financial services. Every aspect of the economy is covered through apprenticeship structures. So this generation of young people doing their Leaving Cert have never had a better opportunity to progress into the kind of areas that they want to actually see their careers develop in. It's a fantastic opportunity that previous generations haven't had. So even if you are disappointed that you may not get the CAO offer next week you were hoping for, there are so many different ways to progress your career to where you actually want to get to.
There's another interesting one here, Anthony, from a listener who says, my son passed his Leaving Cert, thank God, but if anything, his year was affected as much, if not worse, as he was only in first year when COVID hit and had only a few months of regular secondary school, and that his year was penalised. That's an interesting point, isn't it? That I wonder how many of those who did the Leaving Cert this year were hit by the amount of time that they were out of school when they were starting the secondary cycle.
Yeah, probably would be in totality. Like, those 6 years now, Matt, would be receiving the results, began school just before schools were closed. And, you know, they did sort of were impinged upon on their educational journey. So, you know, that's why Minister and the thinking at the time has led to this scenario where we have this kind of slow and gradual phased closing down of the adjustments in order to make a level or make sure that everything's taken into account.
Okay, and there's a very interesting one here as well, Brian, from a listener who says, I completed my Leaving Cert in 2019. I took a year out and reapplied to the CAO in 2020, year of COVID. My points of 578 in 2019 did not get me accepted into my dream course of pharmacy in any college in 2020 or any year since due to the completely unfair grade adjustment. My points were adequate for every single year prior to 2020. This was my first year, 2025, to apply as a mature student, and I was again not accepted into my course. That's a really interesting point, isn't it?
It is, because the people who were hurt in the opposite direction to what may occur from 2025 onwards were the students who held Leaving Certs. And if we take the 20,000 as being an equivalent number, there were 20,000 people in 2020 who, if COVID hadn't happened and all that happened in terms of calculated grades, etc., some of them, like your listener, found themselves in a situation where, having stepped back for a year or done something else for a year, they found that suddenly the whole point system had escalated out of their reach.
Yep. Okay.
And the universities made the point at the time that this was deeply unfair to those students.
And there's one other point, and I'll put this to finish with you, Anthony. A listener says, why can't the CAO offers come out at the same time as the Leaving Cert results? The pressure on the students is unfair. Is there not a way to speed this process up?
Well, believe it or not, Matt, the delays are actually caused by the marking adjustments and by the extension, you know, the CEO thereafter. So, you know, just to make your listeners aware, the Leaving Cert is not a filtering system for college, but it's a nationally administered school leaving exam. So the whole marking process has just taken time. And eventually, if we get to a scenario where we revert back to the norm, as in 2019, it will make the whole process more expeditious.
Thank you very much.
There will be a 5-day delay, Matt, because effectively what happens is a day or so ago, the State Exams Commission will have sent a database of every single Leaving Cert result over to the CAO. They've got to put that into their computer system, generate the offers, check that they're all accurate, and they claim it takes them 3 to 4 working days to do that, which is why the delay takes place.
Brian Mooney from the Irish Times. Thank you. And Anthony Quinn, president of the TUI.
The Last Word on Today FM.